So let's jump right into it. Oh, I forgot to mention that we might, just might, have a visit from Raphael Daniels. I am hoping to get him in today. I am not 100% sure that he will be joining us. Hopefully he will, and I will be trying to get him on. I will be taking your messages and comments. I will be answering them in the next episode, so leave those, and I will be answering them right away, or at the beginning of the episode. So let's start with the NHL. On Monday, we have the Coyotes are at the Capitals at 7 p.m., and Senators at Hurricanes also at 7 p.m. Not many Monday games, but we have a couple of Tuesday games, actually quite a lot. Blue Jackets at Canadiens, Panthers at Bruins, who are having an exceptional season, as I said last episode. Just can't get enough of that team. Made it to the Stanley Cup playoffs and to the Stanley Cup, but just couldn't pull it off against the Jets. Oof, that team is amazing. Penguins at Rangers, we got a good rivalry there. Coyotes at the defending Stanley Cup champions, the Blues. Avalanche are at the Jets. Predators are at the Canucks. Red Wings at Ducks. Wild at Kings. Oilers at Sharks. And on Wednesday, we have Senators at Devils. Maple Leafs at Islanders. The Islanders, who are also having an extremely good season. And a couple of days ago, or I should say about a week, they started their season off 1-3, and then were 1-3-1. 9-3-1. So they were on a pretty good 8-game winning streak. Capitals are at the Flyers, Stars are at the Flames, and Blackhawks are at the Golden Knights. Personally, as you might know, I am a very big diehard Islanders fan. I will root for them even if they go 0-100. I am a diehard Islanders fan. I always will be. Yeah. And just leave a comment for what hockey fan you are. Or just leave a comment if you're not a hockey fan. On Monday in the NBA, we have the Timberwolves at the Pistons, Grizzlies at the Spurs, Mavericks at the Celtics. We got the Rockets at the Pelicans. That's a pretty good matchup. That's 8 p.m. Make sure to watch that game. Got the Raptors defending world champions of the NBA Finals are at the Clippers. Kawhi Leonard will be at home against his former team. Kawhi was traded over the summer to the Clippers. And we have the Jazz at the Warriors. And that at 10:30, that's all for Monday. Tuesday, we have the Cavaliers at the 76ers, Thunder at Pacers, Pistons at Heat, Knicks at Bulls, Nets at Jazz, Hawks at Nuggets, Lakers at Suns, and Trailblazers at Kings at 10 p.m. And on Wednesdays, we have the Grizzlies against the Hornets, 76ers against the Magic, Clippers against the Rockets, Wizards against the Celtics, Spurs are at the Timberwolves, Warriors at Lakers, Raptors are at the Trailblazers. And now how about we get some NFL predictions thanks to Fox Sports. Make sure you watch Fox Sports on TV and get their app Fox Sports Go. Watch all of your favorite games there live. So we have Pittsburgh Steelers at the Cleveland Browns. 65.4% chance that the Steelers will win. We will keep an eye on that game to see if it changes. We have the Dallas Cowboys at the Lions. That will be a pretty good game. The Dallas Cowboys with a 53.7% win percentage. Then we have Jacksonville Jaguars against the Indianapolis Colts. With the Colts a 58.4% chance of a win there. We have the Denver Broncos at the Vikings. 60.7% chance win for the Vikings. We have Houston Texans at the Baltimore Ravens. Ravens with a very slight edge with 51.4% chance of a win. We have a divisional rivalry. We have the New York Jets, who have started their season out pretty rough against the Washington Redskins. We have a surprising 64.4% chance that the Jets will beat the Washington Redskins. 28-23 is your final score, thanks to Fox Sports Go. And we have the Atlanta Falcons at the Carolina Panthers. That's going to be a good game. Make sure to watch that wherever you get your NFL games. 72.4% chance of a win for the Carolina Panthers. We also have the Buffalo Bills. We got a divisional matchup. We have the Buffalo Bills at the Miami Dolphins with an 85.2% chance of a win for the Buffalo Bills. We have the New Orleans Saints at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And let's see, Fox Sports Go says we have a 75.1% chance that the Saints will beat the Buccaneers. The 49ers have had an amazing season. Jimmy Garoppolo, I don't know where he came from. Did you guys know that he was the backup quarterback for Tom Brady when he was at the Patriots, with the Patriots? Let's get back to the predictions. We have an 89.9% chance that the 49ers will pull it off against the Arizona Cardinals. We have the New England Patriots at the Philadelphia Eagles with an 86.4% chance that the Patriots will beat Philadelphia. We have the Cincinnati Bengals at the Oakland Raiders. And we have the Raiders winning with a 69.3% chance of that happening. I am very apologetic about my voice. I am having a cold. So sorry, it sounds very cracky. And so we have the Chicago Bears at the Los Angeles Rams. We have a 60.9% chance that the Rams will pull it off at home. And last but not least, we have the Kansas City Chiefs at the Los Angeles Chargers. And we have a 78.2% chance that the Chargers will lose. So that means that Kansas City is a 78.2% chance that the Los Angeles Chargers will win. And so it looks like I will get Rafael Daniels on the show. Let me just get him right now.